Welcome to Holly's Racing Fantasy. This is your hotspot for weekly NASCAR Cup Series race recaps, latest news, and of course, fantasy picks for the upcoming race. And now, here's your host and the voice of Holly's Racing Fantasy.
Well, so much for an honorable mention.
Yeah.
I guess I should have been more secure in Denny Hamlin this week.
Yeah.
At Dover.
Well.
I know.
I think he surprised a few people.
I think he did too. I mean, yeah. I guess. I didn't pick him because it's so daunting. Last year, whenever I would pick Denny Hamlin, he didn't win.
No.
This year, it's a whole different season.
Yeah.
This is his third win.
He's crazy.
I know.
I mean, he's crazy good.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I know that Kyle Larson, who came in second, it was a little bit miffed because of the, they have a rear view mirror so they could see who's behind them. But now they also have a camera.
Yeah.
And supposedly you can now get in front of somebody and take their air away.
Right.
So like if Larson's trying to catch up on Denny can see that in his camera and he can get just in the right position, take away the air, slow Kyle Larson down, which he did.
Yeah.
And that's how it ended.
Yeah.
With Denny Hamlin winning and Kyle Larson second.
So if Kyle was in that position, wouldn't he want a rearview mirror?
This is what the drivers don't think about.
Yeah.
Well, then again, like, it's Kyle Larson. Like? Kyle Larson probably doesn't want anything.
Well, but then.
But you know, it does help. And he did say, I think he did say in one of the articles I read that, you know, he took advantage of that in the past before too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I mean, your spotter could technically call it.
No, it's true. But, well, yeah. And they probably do.
It's not gonna relay in time. That's why the rearview mirror probably helps better.
Yeah, the camera.
Camera, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, they have
camera.
Both. They have both.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah, they have both.
Not a mirror, obviously.
They had a mirror. They have a mirror.
Oh, okay.
And they always did.
Oh, okay.
But they just got the camera in addition over the last few years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey.
And that's what I heard.
That's cool.
Martin Truex Jr. came in third.
Okay.
Kind of a bummer because I really thought he had a good chance to win, but.
Man, I should have picked Martin.
Little pit row. I know.
But then they qualified to the back and you're like, I don't know what's going on. And then.
Yeah, well, I picked Martin.
I know you did.
And I know he was in the back.
And you didn't help me pick him. So thanks.
That's because I'm always afraid.
No, seriously. Thanks a lot.
I'm always afraid
Thanks for looking out for me.
I'm going really cool. to from now on. Yeah. I'm always afraid that I'm going to tell you, oh, you shouldn't pick William Byron. I mean, after all my research, I didn't pick him for a reason.
I know, but it's like, then it's like,
then,
I'm watching, you watch,
right.
You can't, that's why you can't watch
and again,
that
and then,
practice stuff because it's like, oh, Willie Byron, his entire family's here.
And yeah, sometimes,
you know, he qualified really good. So you're like, oh, maybe Willie's going to surprise.
Right.
It's going to be his day. And it's like,
he qualified third.
Yeah.
And he practiced, he was third. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Ryan Blaney too.
A couple of bad mistakes, so he had that bad pit.
He did, and then he has first DNF of the season.
Yeah.
Him and Bubba Wallace and Christopher Bell. Wow, these guys are having a great season. Well, actually, Bubba was having a great season, but now he's got two DNFs in a row and he's all mad.
And they're not his fault though. That's why
he's
mad.
Yeah, I know. It's a kerfuffle.
He's not falling on the ground and kicking the helmet like Aragorn.
No, he said he's 30 years old now and he's going to be a dad, so he has to be mature.
Yeah.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, you don't need that. Yeah,
come
that'll last
on,
for a
Bubba,
little bit.
We need the drama. We need
like
your
that.
Drama.
Like, remember when Jack was born, I'm like, I got to taste all his food. And like, I would eat all his food before he'd eat it.
Gross. Like, even everything,
sure
like the green, the baby food.
Yeah.
The green beans.
I eat it all. Yeah.
I ate nothing.
And now I'm like, that smells fine. Give it to him. Like, if you want chocolate milk?
You do. You still taste it every night.
Well, it's chocolate milk.
You pour Jack a chocolate milk and he still tastes.
Yeah.
Our son's 19.
But I'm not going to sample his broccoli.
No. And you still taste the yogurt to make sure that it's all right.
I do. I still do.
That's being a good dad.
But that's good. That's the part. That's, you know.
I know. Because you don't want anything to happen to him. You don't want him to get, like, you know, sick or the runs or something. Because he has autism. And any little thing that goes wrong with his body is a... Talk about Bubba drama.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Living nightmare.
Living nightmare. Whether it's a runny nose, whether it's drops in the eyes, God forbid if it's like, you know, gastro, can't breathe, coughing.
That's another show.
That's a whole other show.
I'm sorry I threw you off.
You did. So.
I like throwing you off.
Kyle Busch was fourth, which I'm really surprised, even though he did have the pole.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I'm shocked that he was able to hang on to it.
Yeah.
But God bless him.
I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him too.
Yeah.
Chase Elliott was fifth.
Yeah.
Noah Gragson, another top 10 finish. He was sixth.
Yeah.
Ryan Blaney, seventh. Alex Bowman, eighth. Thankfully for that.
Wow. Saved my rear again.
Yeah. Daniel Hemric was ninth. And Ty Gibbs rounds out the top 10 in Dover. And where do you think Jimmy Johnson finished?
28th, was it?
Yes.
Ooh.
Which is not last.
No.
Ryan Preece caught on fire.
Yeah.
So he finished last.
Yeah.
Michael McDowell had a hub incident and accidents for Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Todd Gilliland had trouble early on.
Yeah, and he had the A&W.
And he had the A&W root beer car. But at least,
like, come on, dude.
I know.
You got the root beer car. You got to do something.
He was
out
able
there.
To stay out there, though. He finished 31st.
Oh, yeah. He did get back
he
out
did.
There.
He did. Yeah. He was like 14 laps down, but he was out there. And Brad, see, here's the thing. I mean, I had Brad Keselowski in my picks.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have.
Good.
He finished like 30. You could have picked Brad saying, oh, well, you picked Brad Keselowski. And then he finished, 30th.
Wait a minute. You mean Brad Keselowski?
Brad Keselowski.
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 Say it the right way. I'll
Brad Keselowski.
All right.
But other than that, you know, it was kind of an uneventful race. I was kind of bored.
Yeah. It was pretty boring.
I was like, oh, they're going around and around. I'm like, this race ain't going to finish. This race ain't going to. I guarantee there's going to be another. Okay. I guess there's not going to be another caution and they're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
So most laps led were all. Now, Corey LaJoie led 33 laps.
Because he stayed out.
But he finished 21st. Yeah. William Byron did lead 36 laps.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who finished them? Who did 130? Denny Hamlin, 136 laps.
Wow.
Martin Truex Jr., 69. Oh. God bless you all. What else happened? Anything? I didn't even put any notes. I don't even have any notes here.
It wasn't very eventful.
No, Ryan Truex Jr. won the Xfinity series.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He won the Xfinity. So I thought, ooh, this is good mojo. This is good karma. Something's going to happen. It's going to be the Truex weekend.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
Oh.
No.
So, you know, that's all right. Yeah. Eric Jones is still uncomfortable, but he's feeling better. He says he's feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Truex and Larson each won a stage. So, you know, what else is there to say? 400 laps completed and Dover's in the books.
And Ford still hasn't
and
won.
And Ford still hasn't won.
Yeah.
What do you think, John? I wanted to ask you. Yeah. What do you think of Kevin Harvick now that he's been here a few
weeks? Should we do that in the news? Are we done?
That's not news. We're just talking about it.
Oh, we're just talking about it? All right. I'm just being OCD with the show.
He is very OCD.
Well, anyways.
With the show. I love it.
I don't know. I liked him when he guessed. When he would
do the Xfinity races.
Yeah.
I thought he was phenomenal.
I was like, oh, man, he's going to, right. And so far, I don't know.
Yeah.
I expected a little more fun out of him and Clint. They just seem like they're kind of.
Okay. Kevin Harvick and Clint Boyer are like steak and eggs and eggs and steak.
Yeah.
They're like fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
But they were fighting about something this week. And Kevin Harvick goes, has there ever been a fight in the booth?
He did.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wonder if they're rubbing each other a wrong way. Am I reading into it? What am I? I don't know nothing. I've got a podcast. I got like 20 people who listen to me. But they seem as fun as I thought they would be. They might be rubbing a little.
Yeah.
You know, Clint has been there a while.
Yeah.
Maybe he feels like Kevin's kind of like just banging right in there, you know? So I don't know. Maybe it's just going to take a little bit of time.
I think so.
I mean, will say Mike Joy called like the wrong driver like three times. He's like, oh, there's Bowman is out. Oh, you mean Christopher Bell? And then Mike, someone else.
Yeah, I don't know if he should be doing
play.
I'm just saying, I like Mike Joy. He's got so much knowledge and he's very fast when it comes to that too.
But a couple, little bit of things.
Sometimes it's like, what?
Yeah. But then again,
Kyle. Well, you saw five, but that was actually.
It's actually the 35.
It was the 35.
Yeah,
which I mean.
Okay, so what I will say is my picks from last week, Denny Hamlin was my honorable mention. Martin Truex Jr. and Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, they were my brilliant picks, and they all came up in the top five.
And I didn't pick any of your picks.
I'm not trying to brag. I'm really not. But of course, I also thought that Brad Keselowski would do well.
Yeah.
Oh, and I did pick Bowman too. He was a bold and he finished top 10. Yeah. I thought Keselowski would do well. He didn't. Yeah, I shouldn't even pick him.
But everybody was going with Brad. Brad had the mojo.
And then I also picked Ross Chastain, which Ross Chastain finished 12th.
Yeah.
He kind of got,
I know,
he
having.
Got up there in the top 10 a little bit, but I wonder if he got any stage points. I don't think so.
No. The watermelon man.
Jeez. So give him a little time. He'll settle in. He's a mid season.
He's got to get a win underneath his hood.
I know he does.
Under his belt.
He does.
Got to get one under his hood.
Would you like me to go to NASCAR news? Do you want me to go over the standings?
If that's the race recap.
That's the race recap.
I think that's pretty much good. I'm trying to think of anything else.
Should I do the standings and the race recap? Or
Do it the standings with the news.
Let's go to NASCAR news, everybody.
Let's go to NASCAR
news. We need to get our...
We're going
to
roll right into it.
Rolling into it.
Yeah.
And we're rolling.
We're rolling.
Guess what?
What?
It's 7:02 in the big city.
Oh.
We actually got started a little bit earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Which was great.
Who's coming up next?
Who's coming up next?
On the radio.
On the radio. Oh, coming up next on the radio, we've got Mungo Jerry with In the Summertime.
I can't believe our son actually has that on his iPad.
He does.
Yeah.
I loved that song when I was a teenager. And I'm not that old. Like, it wasn't like a hit when I was a teenager. It was just like, I loved the oldies when I was a teenager.
Right.
And I loved that song.
Because that's all that came in on the AM radio.
That's all we got on the AM.
That's all
the
you
transistor
got
AM. Radio. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I had records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's say Kyle Larson is now number one in the standings.
Okay.
Truex is third. Truex is second. Chase Elliott is third. Chase Elliott is third in the standings.
That's insane.
That's really weird.
He's just coming alive
here. He really is.
He can get a couple more victories this year.
Yeah. Oh, He's back. Yeah. Denny is fourth. Tyler Reddick is fifth.
I'm surprised Denny's not second.
Denny has 3 wins this season, but it's like Denny either wins or he
DNFs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he has 1 DNF, but still.
Oh, okay. But he had a couple instances where he ended up in the back of the pack.
Yes.
Like Talladega, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Reddick. Byron is 6th. Kind of surprised. He's got 3 wins as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ryan Blaney is 7th. Ty Gibbs is 8th. Alex Bowman is 9th. If the season were to end today, Alex Bowman would be going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ross is still in at 10. Kyle Busch. Chase Briscoe. Joey. Chris Buescher, who we haven't really seen much of year.
He's a late bloomer.
He is a late bloomer. He's a second half of the season guy.
Yeah.
And Bubba is 15th and Brad is 16th. So if it were to end today, Bubba and Brad would be at the bottom of the pile fighting it
but
out.
They'd still be in it.
Duking it out. Yeah, but every...
Excuse me.
Don't you have a cough drop in there?
I don't.
Really? Here's what I got. Ready? Did you hear that? You saw it, but you didn't. Are you okay?
I heard it through the walls.
Are you choking?
No, I just need some ginger ale. I got dry. It's like my...
It's very dry.
It's probably that clover you brought in here. It's probably swelling up my throat.
I picked some clover because it smells so nice.
Friends
and we have a... I picked some clover because it smells wonderful right now. It's all over our backyard because we are everywhere. In full bloom in North Carolina.
We are in our bloomers.
I have...
We're in full bloom in our bloomers.
I have a friend who lives in Pennsylvania and they went on a train ride this weekend.
Yeah.
My friend Caesar, he showed pictures out the train window across northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Well, it's more like central, but either way, and there's like nothing. There's like trees are all still brown and there's no buds and there's no leaves.
What's that, like 3 states away or 2 states?
I don't know. 3, 2, 4.
It's not that
well,
far
when
away.
we go through Virginia and then like Maryland, but still, it's crazy pants.
Yeah,
crazy pants.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know me and Kevin Harvick is going to replace Kyle Larson for qualifying and practice on All-Star Weekend, and he's going to be like a standby. Like, because Larson has to do some qualifying and practicing for the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. So Harvick is going to be on standby for the All-Star race.
And I guess his wife is really mad about
that. Oh, that's clickbait. What? Tell us about the clickbait, John.
Clickbait article. Yeah. Okay, there's an article I saw yesterday. Kevin Harvick to return, and he's like sitting there like.
Okay.
And his wife is like. Like they do not look happy in the picture.
Figures.
And see what his wife says. It's just to click on it, and it's like nothing.
Really?
I didn't click on it. I refused to.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad because it's probably nothing. It's probably just like. Who knows? Yeah. They were probably just like yawning or something.
Or the other one was NASCAR superstar to return to NASCAR. You know, it's like, okay, he's qualifying. He's not coming
right.
back. I was thinking like, oh my gosh, is Matt Kenseth going to start racing for
Legacy?
For Legacy? I'm like, who's coming back?
Yeah, you know, that's...
Carl Edwards? Is he coming back?
Oh, we wish. Carl Edwards used to be my favorite. But you know that, so if Larson can't make it back, then he will race, but you know, he's looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Mr. Hendrick asked him specifically.
That's
pretty flattering.
Yeah.
I would say for Harvick.
Yeah. I'm sure Harvick will enjoy it.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time for him.
Yeah. We already talked about the rear view cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Suarez is now a U.S. citizen.
Yes.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations, Daniel. He did that on Monday.
I hate when you're trying to talk and like a burp's coming up because I'm drinking like ginger ale and it's like.
John, you know what? Don't make me have to run to the ladies' room because I'm, you know, you get me laughing here. That's so funny. What else have you seen? Have you seen anything else? Any other news that you've seen this week?
Other than that, I really haven't seen much news going on. It'll all be tomorrow.
It'll all come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow on, Thursday.
And I follow people on the Facebook, on my Holly's Racing Fantasy on Facebook. Go on and like. Go like everybody. But I follow stuff. But you know what a lot of it is?
What?
There's a lot. Everybody's getting the paint schemes for Darlington.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, Darlington is in the next race after this weekend. Darlington is on Mother's Day, May 12th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, go on down here right now on this video and tell me who you like and why for Darlington.
Yeah.
So everybody's got the throwback paint schemes, and that's all I'm seeing. But I don't really want to get into that now. No, that's next week's show.
That's next week's show. We're not going to talk about paint schemes.
No, but that's all I see all over the place.
But Todd Gillen is driving the Long John Silvers
this week. I think he's driving it this week.
He's driving Long John Silvers.
A&W and Long John Silvers this week. Now, when we used to live in...
Now he's going to be Taco Bell. Next is Taco Bell. Because aren't they like... You see those sometimes paired together.
Or KFC. Last week, when John and I lived in New York, upstate New York, we had a Long John Silver's and an A&W.
All together.
They were together.
Yeah.
Because they do that with, like you just said, like the Taco Bell and the, whatever. Yeah. And so it's really funny that he had A&W and Gilliland. We have to look in the rearview
mirror. Maybe I'll get hit in the head with a Long John Silver's piece of fish.
A plank of fish.
And then I'll pick it up off the ground. I'll eat it because it's Long John Silver's.
Oh,
I don't care if it's on the ground.
I'll miss that.
Yeah.
I
could drop my Long John Silver's in a pile.
Oh, yeah. In a pile of bird poop.
A pile of bird poop.
And Braxton Bush. There's all kinds of things. Him and Keelan Harvick. These two kids racing all around the country.
Yeah.
Honest to God. We're going to be talking about them. We're going to be Holly's Racing Fantasy. I say this week, Keelan Harvick is going to win. His dad, you know, honey, you remember Keelan. Keelan.
Where's my soup?
Well, you'll get it after, honey.
Where?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to be like.
Yeah. Soup and underwear.
But, I think everybody likes going to Kansas. It's a Kansas Speedway.
Oh, good.
You know, it's a mile and a half. It races like a speedway. You got four corners, and I think it's gonna be
good fit food too.
I think does it
ribs.
Really, they have ribs.
Oh my God, Kansas City.
Well, at the speedway.
Oh well, of course they do.
That's true.
Ribs.
Sometimes when you're on Facebook and they do the little video, I'm really inept. They do the little video thing, like a reels, Facebook reels. And they're like, what do we do with the old crew suits? You know, the fire suits and stuff.
Right.
And they give them to the crew members to take home. And I'm like, send me one.
Yeah.
I'd wear it. I don't even care what driver it is. I'd wear it out.
You get Todd Gillen.
I'll wear Todd Gillen's. If anybody knows anybody in NASCAR, tell them to send me an old suit, crew suit or crew jacket. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll wear it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
That's what?
You could see.
When we were in elementary school.
When I think of ribs, I think of like, you know, Fred Flintstone.
Brontosaurus ribs.
Yeah, brontosaurus, like Barney Rubble. Maybe they go around the racetrack and that is not even funny. I'm trying to be funny and I'm not funny.
You know what? It's been a long day. We had eye appointments today. We had to go and both of us went to the same time.
That's why I'm wearing these like readers because I can't see.
Well,
I can see now.
He got new contacts.
I got new contacts, but I can't see in front of me.
I'm telling you, we both had to have the vision looked at and, you know, new prescriptions and the biggest jerk on the planet.
His name was Jim.
His name was Jim. He works at my eye doctor. You didn't know that I had
literally almost punched him.
And John is the nicest. John is the nicest guy you'll ever meet. If you ever meet John in person, you'd think he's like the nicest guy.
Yeah,
he is so pleasant to people and nice.
Yeah, I'm just kind.
You're very conscientious and charismatic with people.
One thing I got from my mother, you know.
It's very true. Very polite. The Sablitches are a polite group.
We're crazy. But we are polite.
Right. They are crazy as a hobbit in a hole. But they're as polite as can be.
Polite and kind.
Polite and kind.
Yeah.
And his name is Jim. And Jim, you didn't know I had a podcast,
Jim.
Did you?
Oh, you didn't know Jim.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I'm calling you out.
At My Eye Doctor in Mayfair in Wilmington.
Yeah, that's you, Jim.
That's you, Jim, jerk.
That's on you.
Yeah, so John went out first. And you know, told them because I don't want to.
Oh, this is classic.
I don't get my prescriptions right there. I get my eyes done. I want a copy of my prescription. I may come back and get glasses from you, but I also like to look online because I have to have 10 pairs of glasses.
Right.
So I need to go cheap on glassesshop.com. Yeah. I need.
If you're gonna go to the beach, you want a cheap pair of sunglasses,
right?
In case they fall off your head and go into the ocean. Right.
So John already laid that groundwork. While I was...
He was not happy.
No, he already, you know... No, so you can tell your story. I wasn't there.
Well, no, just, I mean, I was like... He was like, I can get you your contacts under your insurance. I'm like, how many months? He's like, 6. I'm thinking, I know I could get 12.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can know I can get a full year.
1-800-CONTACTS, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
They can't beat the online, you know? So he's all pissed. He's like... I'm like, nah, I'm good for now. I'll wait on that. And then he was like kind of, he wasn't even talking to me. He was like looking down, man, not saying anything. I'm just like, oh yeah, because my wife's coming out. We're going to come back though. I was just trying to be nice, like saying, we'll come back and probably check some things out. We like to shop together and saying nothing, just looking down, being a.
Yeah. You see the picture.
So he's like, here's your, so he's like, okay, the exam's going to be blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, here's my visa. And he comes back with the receipt. He's like, okay. I'm like, where's my prescriptions? He's like, he goes, you'll get those when you come back. And I was like, no, I want a copy of them right now.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even like, and he's just like.
You were probably like, oh, can I get a copy right now though?
Yeah. I wish I was more of a.
I know. But you're not that way.
Right.
You're like Roadhouse. You're nice until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah. Don't put me in the corner.
Right.
So then when he came back, I'm not kidding you. The prescriptions.
Yeah.
He threw them.
Threw it.
He just threw them at me and walked away. That's customer service.
Good
right?
customer service. Everybody Good else there was service. Wonderful.
But everybody else.
Everybody
there was
at my
amazing.
Eye doctor in Mayfair, wonderful. Yeah. All
so
the
I'm,
ladies.
If I don't get a customer service, I'm calling tomorrow.
You need to.
I'm calling tomorrow and complain about Jim.
So
I don't ever want to see Jim again.
Never.
Because if I see Jim again, I'm literally, he's going to be the first guy. I'm 50 years old. I've never really been in a fight.
Well.
But if I go back and I get Jim again, I'm clocking him right in the face.
Yeah. You
done.
He's not really like that, folks.
I'm not like that. Seriously. But this guy goes, and so when I walked away, like, and then my son's there, you know, he's autistic. He's got his earbuds in. He's like, you know, walking around and he's just kind of like looking at us and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So then
so as I walk by the ladies, and then you get to your.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
As I walk by the ladies, I go literally out loud. I go, wow, everyone's here is wicked nice except for this guy.
I bet.
And he was walking like around the corner.
And they've probably heard that a billion times.
Yeah.
So I walk out and I sit down and he's like typing
on a distance.
He's typing on his board and I go, I'm not getting glasses. Say, yeah, I know. I heard. Oh, wow, Dick. Okay. So I'm just sitting there. So I'm like not saying anything because I'm not nice. I'm not saying anything to him.
And she'll say
he's typing and he's getting everything ready. And
she's looking at
John's
me.
Across the lobby and John's like, and I'm like, I cannot, because I don't have my glasses on. I'm like, I can't read. I'm like, Bjorn Borg, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm giving her like all these like dirty, like and, name somebody like a.
Right.
Or but, like a.
But what I did, yeah, but what I did.
I'm not saying that.
What I did finally understand is he went like this. and I'm like, oh yeah, I know.
And I'm going, and then I'm making like the fist sign, like I want to punch him.
Which John should have just gone, you know, like this, you know, a little, and I would have known. But anyway,
she would have known.
I would have known.
Hit my microphone.
Yeah. So then that's okay.
I'm punching my microphone. It's okay, baby.
So then he gives me the printout, and then you know we, he was nice to me.
Yeah.
Or no, he wasn't nice to me. He was just like quiet. Nice to you. I go, okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And he's like,
So take a vote down below on YouTube. Say like, should I call there and be like,
you're calling there
and say, hey, I just want to thank you for all your service except for Jim.
Yeah.
I want to say Jim was a jerk.
Yeah. I have to go back.
Very rude.
I have to go back for a glaucoma screening because they have to screen me like every
maybe
year.
Maybe Jim will check you out.
Oh, and I'll say.
And I don't mean check you out, like check you out.
We use.
Am I interrupting you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. She hates that. Look how mad she's getting.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting you. Hey, I'm on the show too. I want to talk.
You can. Okay, but that's that. Enough about my eye doctor. And yeah, that's literally that's the name of the store. It's not just
we're
my eye doctor.
30 minutes right now.
Jesus criminy. You're joking.
That's okay, though. No, it's fun though. Okay. People, you know, you're hanging
it's
with
all right.
Us.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? It's time for the picks. Cause...
Yeah, well, it's time for who do you like and why.
Oh, shoot. Who do you like and why?
Yeah, that's
oh, I actually have some. I have some who do you like and why.
All right. You want
to
go to one?
Let's go to who do you like and why, and then we'll go to the picks.
All right, let's
okay,
go to one.
Okay.
Okay.
Who do you like and why? Who do you like and why? We want to know who you're picking, so you better get to thinking. Who do you like and why? Who do you like and like and who do you like and like and who do you like and like and like and like and like and
who do you like and why?
Who do you like and why?
For this week's race in Kansas. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
On Facebook, Timothy J. White likes William Byron. And he put a little gif on there with Byron with the cowboy hat.
Nice.
And then Rose likes Kyle Larson.
Ooh.
And then on YouTube, Scott Curlis 4893 flat out do Martin Truex Jr. for the win.
Martin Truex for the win.
Yep.
I'm going to think about that.
I know. But he does have a mix in the top five.
Okay.
Hamlin, Reddick, Larson, Byron. Originally, he said Hamlin. But then Hamlin won last week. So it's like, do you think he'll win again? I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's what we get like. That's who everybody likes and why so far for this week.
That's interesting.
It is.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good who do you like and why.
It is pretty good. Yeah. They're pretty much along my lines too.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to see who I like and why.
All right. Let's see, baby.
Okay.
Well, that guy's jamming right there.
He is.
While fantasy sports betting can be fun, gambling can be a serious issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction and wants help, call or text the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Standard text and data rates do apply. You can also visit them online at ncpgambling.org.
Here are my NASCAR fantasy picks for the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway on Sunday. That'll be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1. Brilliant picks, starting with Martin Truex Jr. again. Yes, this is a 1.5 mile intermediate track where he has been lights out. Other than last time around, he had an accident, but that's okay. Martin Truex Jr. has been HOT here since 2012, and that's going all the way back to when he was racing for Michael Waltrip Racing. No joke, only like few finishes outside the top 15. He thrives here. He can almost taste that win, you know? So I expect it to happen on Sunday. He's got two. He's got 10 top fives and 17 top tens. Can't go wrong with the number 19. My next brilliant pick is Kyle Larson, coming in second last week, probably left a bitter taste in Larson's mouth. And I think that a win in Kansas will sweeten things right up. He has been great here since 2017. And you know what? Get your May win out of the way, and then you can concentrate on the Indy 500. He has one win at Kansas, 7 top fives, and 10 top tens. Last but not least, in the brilliant section again, Chase Elliott. He's only finished outside of the top 10 three times since he started running here with the Cup Series. Seriously. He did great last week. He's getting better and better every week. I think he's going to have another great finish here. If not a win, at least a top five. Six top five finishes already in the past year. And top 10 finishes, 10. Going on to my bold picks. I'm going to say it again, Alex Bowman. He might not get the win, but I think he's going to end up in the top five or six. You know, he's got three top fives here already and eight top 10s. And I think he's running pretty well right now. I think he's getting his confidence back up. He's really showing, you know, he's showing up. And I think he's going to show up again in Kansas. My next bold pick, Denny Hamlin. I can't believe I'm even saying it. How can I not include him, though? He is amazing in Kansas. He's got four wins here. He's got 13 top fives. He's got 14 top 10s. I don't know if he'll win it, but he might. I don't know. He's hot. But if you need to pick Denny Hamlin because you picked somebody else last week, go for it. He's going to give you a good finish as long as he doesn't DNF. And last but not least, Bubba Wallace. Bubba is determined after the last bad 2 weeks. He is determined to make something happen. And I really think that he and Booty Barker and the entire crew are going to do everything they possibly can to get a really, really solid finish. He's won here before. He's got a couple of top fives. He's got a couple of top tens. And I say that this week is the week that Bubba Wallace turns it around and gets himself a ticket to the playoffs. Those are some big words. But honorable mention, I am going to say maybe Brad Keselowski. Once upon a time, Brad Keselowski ruled this track, and he can get back there again. So as long as he stays well and he runs good and he qualifies, Brad is possible. Honorable mention. So let me recap that for you. For the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway, your brilliant picks are Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott. Bold picks are Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, and Bubba Wallace. Honorable mention to Brad Keselowski. Thanks for following me along, everybody. These are my fantasy picks for this weekend's race, and I am sticking to them.
Interact with Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube or Facebook. Just search Holly's Racing Fantasy on each to find us. And don't forget to tell us who you like and why every Wednesday before each race. You can comment on the current HRF episode on YouTube or reply to my Monday night post on Facebook. Thanks!
Just in case you're interested, practice is Saturday night at 5:05 and qualifying is at 5:50 Saturday night, both on FS1 with the Cup Series. There's no Xfinity race this week. We have the ARCA Menards and the Craftsman Truck Series, which the Truck Series will be Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The Heart of America 200, that's on FS1 as well.
Okay.
I think that's all I really have this week, John. Do I have to do anything else?
You want to tell people to comment?
Oh, don't forget to go to YouTube. Tell all your friends, like, comment, and subscribe. Get on Facebook and
follow me.
Who do you
like and why?
Tell me who you like and why. I already said that on YouTube. Yeah.
No, say it again.
Okay, well, yeah. This week, I actually posted it on Monday.
Oh, good.
I got on Facebook on Monday. Nice. And I said, tell me who you like and why for Kansas.
Oh, nice.
But you know what? You can always go on Facebook and make a comment. Yeah. If I don't put it up, you can always just go on there and say, hey, you know what? Here's who I like for Darlington.
Yeah, or any track.
I wish I was going to Darlington.
Yeah.
I wish I was going to the race there.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. But this year went too fast.
What is going on?
With?
The year.
I don't know.
Going fast.
It's May 1st. Yeah. We're recording today. It's May 1st.
It's May 1st.
May
the 1st be with you.
May the 1st be with you. May the 4th be with you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Go out and watch a Star Wars movie.
And Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Happy birthday to my sister.
Happy birthday, Michaeline, on May 5th.
May 5th.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Not that she's listening.
I don't think she is.
Thank you to all the people who do listen.
Yeah.
I love you all. I'm thankful for you.
I know.
Somebody asked me about getting some merch for Holly's Racing Fantasy.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to start with some mugs so I can be like,
Start with, we'll start.
But I do want some t-shirts.
Okay.
I want some t-shirts too because I think that would be sweet.
How about HRF bongs?
You know what?
Like,
You know, we, no, as, no, we do not. Friend, we, this is not Cheech and Chong.
Does my friend Bud call? Did my friend Bud call?
Is he with his girlfriend, Mary Jane?
Is he with his girlfriend, Mary Jane?
You know what?
I'm just kidding.
Everybody.
I do not do drugs.
I know. Enjoy your, can you imagine?
Oh my God. Can you imagine if I did drugs?
No, there'd be paranoia. It would be like, there'd be, it'd be like paranoid central because the guy's OCD as it is.
Oh,
it'd be like,
Lord.
Well, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Oh, wow, man. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
There's hobbits in the closet.
I had a friend who used to get really paranoid when he would smoke
mm-hmm.
at my house. And one time, one of my friends like snuck out behind the couch and like went out the back door and then was banging on the door pretending there were police.
That's awesome.
And he almost his pants. Pooped his pooper. It was hilarious.
That's
he's like,
awesome.
That there's no way he's going to fall for this.
Right.
And he did.
And he did.
Yeah, yeah. That was Pete.
Oh.
It was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Pete was like, it was
poor Pete.
I know. God yeah. bless him. I'm thinking of you, Pete.
What are you going to do?
I know. All right. So you know what? Everybody stay healthy. Be careful out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy people
oh,
out there,
Lord.
As I say every week. So please be careful. Take care of yourself. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what
they say? Yeah. If you see like a mysterious package sitting outside somewhere.
Call 911. Report it.
Or check it out. There could be some money in it.
Or run the other way. Run out of the
I'd
way.
I'd take it for money.
You would.
They're like, dude, there could have been a bomb there. I'm like, yeah, but there was $5 in there.
You know what? You're crazy.
Yeah. I'm
so
cheap.
Stay healthy, stay safe, and race on.
Race on.